Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're talking to the libertarian Wayne Allen Root, the author of The Consciences of a Libertarian. We're talking a little politics. And Wayne, you predicted that in a video, I think, on your website, that you thought Romney, Governor Romney, would defeat Obama in a landslide in November.
Yeah, and not only did I predict
most that, people are not saying anything more than 50-50 chance, one way or the other. You think it's going to be a landslide. Why do you think that?
Well, I'll tell you what, you got to listen to someone who's been accurate. And only 2 weeks ago, I predicted, not just at my website, but all over the country, on websites and on radio, I predicted that Governor Walker, Scott Walker, would win big in Wisconsin. It would be an easy win, yeah. And it was. I said 7 to 10 points, and it was 7. And I think there was massive fraud on the other side, so they still couldn't beat him, even though they stuffed the ballot box. So I feel the same way about Obama on November 6th.
What do you think is going to cause the landslide to happen? Because, as you know, here's the thing. Based on red-blue states, Obama, out of the box, starts out with more electoral votes than Romney does, but before the swing states are coming to play.
Yeah, a bunch of factors. Number one, I think it's Reagan-Carter all over again. I think it was dead even, people forget. Literally, the day of the election in 1980, Reagan-Carter, dead even. And a lot of pollsters thought Jimmy Carter would win as the incumbent. And Reagan wins by a landslide, and the reason why is all of America walks in the voting booth, and at the same moment, at the same time, they pull that booth closed, and they say, can I really pull the lever for a guy who's made the economy this bad? Can we survive another 4 years of a Jimmy Carter economy, and everyone collectively agrees we can't take that chance.
Well, the reason why what you're saying right now has merit is look at what the exit polls did in Wisconsin. The exit polls were completely off the scale from what the actual election turned out to be.
Right. And don't forget, in 1980, people were saying, can we take a chance on 4 more years of Carter? But the alternative, Reagan, was a former actor who'd never been in business. And they still took a chance on him.
But he had been a governor. He had been the leader of a union, of an organization, though.
Yes, but I'm just saying, compare that to Romney, who really has been a guy who creates jobs, has been a business his whole life, who's been a capitalist his entire life. At least you could feel good, a turnaround specialist. At least you could assume anyone walking in the polling booth will go, well, Obama doesn't have a clue to run the economy, but does the other guy? And there the answer isn't Reagan, a Hollywood actor. It's actually Mitt Romney is nothing but business and capitalism. So
there's another thing there. There may be, if you count the people who are unemployed, who are discouraged, who are working less than at their education and their capability, if you add all those people up who want to have a job, there's over 20 million of those folks. That could be a big voting block for somebody who actually knows how to create a job.
Right. And then, you know, there's one other factor you got to remember. I don't think Obama won because he was so wonderful and he's so handsome and he's so well-spoken as much as he just raised and spent 4 times more than John McCain. Romney's dead even, and even last month he pulled ahead of Obama in fundraising. And, Jim, money is the mother's milk of politics.
What about the Obama social media loggerhead? Organization. They've got a tremendous network that they flexed against McCain. He had no chance, basically, because of how they pulled that off. They're going to have that same thing this year. They know who those people are. Still, can Romney compete with that?
Well, I don't know. I just know that social media is aimed mostly at young people, and I think almost all the young people that voted so enthusiastically last time for Obama are no longer enthusiastic unless they're crazy, unless they're drunk, unless they're on drugs. They're in a job market that's the worst in history, maybe as bad as 1929, maybe worse. And so when you add it up, I think most young people will be without that enthusiasm.
Well, this comes back to my point about the unemployed.
Right.
You got a lot of starry-eyed unemployed college graduates that would probably be more inclined to vote for for the hip Mr. Obama. But if they're unemployed and they continue to be unemployed, they may, as you say, go into that booth and say, I'm going to vote for the guy who I think may help me get a job.
Or my prediction is, for the most part, that group will not be enthusiastic, so they won't vote at all. And that's more important than whether they vote for Romney or not. Will young people even show up? And I think they'll show up in numbers far lower. And my prediction also included the fact that Jewish voters, again, I happen to be Jewish, and I'm embarrassed that Jewish voters will vote for Obama again by a majority. But they'll vote for him in a much smaller majority, smaller.
Very interesting. Hey, Wayne, give us the website again, please.
It is root4america.com. That's root, R-O-O-T, 4, F-O-R, America.com. And that's what I do every day, Jim. I root for America.
Thank you for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Wayne Allen Root, folks. He'll be back. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.